hits just keep on coming for Deadspin. And I'm not talking about Deadspin being hit with another lawsuit. I'm not talking about the hundreds of classic woke hits that Deadspin has released the last few years. Classic songs like Hit My Butt Bongo One More Time or the phenomenal power ballad, Oh, We're Halfway There. Oh, Karen Phillips Has No Hair. Speaking of Karen, who could forget the chart topper that he released? Hi, my name is who? My name is what? My name is Chicka Chicka Karen Phillips. Earlier this afternoon, I'm sitting at a meeting with my banker, and the notifications on my phone are coming in back to back. Within the span of about 5 minutes, I receive half a dozen emails from you guys letting me know what's going on with Deadspin. Now, for those that don't know, Deadspin, it is the mainstream media equivalent to the WNBA dump. You know how there is a hierarchy in professional sports? NFL's number one, followed by college football, the NBA, maybe women's college basketball, UFC. Further on down the list, you'll find Major League Baseball, the NHL. The leagues, they are ranked in terms of popularity, and at the very bottom of the list, ranking dead last behind professional bowling in the NWSL, you'll find the WNBA dump. Same thing with Deadspin. In the mainstream sports media hierarchy, you had the worldwide leader in woke, ESPN, Fox Sports, CBS Sports, the Star Trek virgin Mike Freeman in USA Today, the automated journalist at Woke Illustrated, along with their bearded beauties and bikinis for the swimsuit issue. My inside sources tell me the AI at Woke Illustrated, they are looking to hire the Lizzo for the cover of the next swimsuit issue. Now, of course, with Lizzo, they'll have to use both the front and back cover to ensure they capture all that body positivity. But anyway, at the bottom of the sports media hierarchy, you'll find Deadspin. Believe it or not, Deadspin used to be a decent website. They used to employ actual journalists. I know it's hard to believe, but this is no bullshit. Deadspin used to publish great work. Remember Manti Te'o and his pretend girlfriend? I don't remember all the specifics. Manti Te'o was either fornicating with some inflatable woman who required an air compressor to fit in lingerie, or he was being catfished by someone who claimed to look like Leah Remini but ended up looking like Leah Thomas. Either way, Deadspin was responsible for breaking that story. Do you guys remember RJ Bell? If you grew up listening to Colin Cowherd like I did, you'll remember that every Friday during NFL season, Colin Cowherd would bring RJ Bell on the show to analyze the Blazing Five, the five NFL games that Colin Cowherd was picking that weekend. RJ Bell owns a website named pregame.com. He employs a handful of so-called professional gamblers that he calls pregame pros. Now, I don't know if the pro means prostitute because it damn sure doesn't mean professional gambler. Deadspin, they published a lengthy investigative report where they basically busted RJ Bell and pregame for being complete frauds. Point is, for the first 10 or 15 years of their existence, Deadspin was publishing good shit. Around 2019, maybe 2020, everything changed. Deadspin decided to enter the business of mythical racism. They started hiring pretend journalists like Karan Phillips. Now, he claims to be named Karan, but here on the channel, we know the proper pronunciation. We call him Karen. 4 years ago, Deadspin shifted away from investigative reporting and they began focusing on mythical racism. Remember 2 years ago when Kale Gundy was fired by Oklahoma? If I remember correctly, Kale Gundy was trying to get players to pay attention, trying to get players to focus, took an iPad or something from a player and read it out loud to the team. Part of what he read included racial slurs. Now, normal people saw this for what it was. Not Karan Phillips. According to Karen, this was about white obsession with that painful term. Couple of weeks ago, new Atlanta Falcons head coach Raheem Morris. He spoke with CBS about their search for a new quarterback. He spoke about the importance of finding a quarterback that was the best fit for the team, best fit for the coaching staff, best fit for the city. It was typical coach speak, something you hear NFL head coaches say every year at the NFL Combine. According to Karen Phillips, what Raheem Morris really said was, we need to find a black quarterback because Atlanta is a black city. So I guess Miami needs to find a Cuban quarterback. I guess Detroit needs to find a black quarterback too. Sorry, Jared Goff. I know you just led the Lions to their deepest playoff run in 30 years, but those results don't matter. Results never matter when they don't fit the narrative. According to Karen Phillips, Jared Goff, he is not qualified to be the franchise quarterback in Detroit because Detroit is 78% African American. I'm sure fans of the Detroit Lions will have a problem with this approach. Tough shit. This ain't about winning, this is about representation. According to the logic of Karen Phillips, Jared Goff, he is not capable of representing the city of Detroit. Earlier this morning, Karen Phillips called LSU coach Kim Mulkey trashy for how she responded to the altercation with South Carolina. Now, am I offended by that? No. Do I care that a black man called a white woman trashy? No. But if roles were reversed, Karen Phillips, he would play the ultimate victim and charge Kim Mulkey with mythical racism. And who could forget the story that started it all? Who could forget the story that likely brought Deadspin to exactly where they are today? Back in November, a young man attended a Kansas City Chiefs game against the Raiders in Las Vegas.
Casey, that is offensive! You are not allowed to call them the Chiefs, please! Please be more sensitive. Think about our feelings.
My bad. I normally consider your feelings and call them the Guardians, but when I do, it creates confusion with new viewers of the channel. They think I'm talking about the security guards responsible for guarding the stadium. They don't realize Guardians is the proper new term for Chiefs, Braves, and Seminoles. But anyway, this young man, who I believe was 9, maybe 10 years old, he attends the game against the Raiders. He is a huge fan of the Kansas City Guardians, and he wanted to honor his team by dressing up as their mascot. One side of his face was painted red, the other side was painted black. Long story short, Karen Phillips at Deadspin, he publishes an article accusing this kid of mythical racism, accusing this kid of wearing blackface. The thumbnail for the article only showed the one side of the kid's face that was painted black. That is the kind of investigative reporting that Deadspin was doing in 2023. We went from real reporting to complete bullshit. Earlier this afternoon, Deadspin, they sent an email to all employees letting them know that they're fired. Now, when I initially saw this email, I wanted to make sure that Karen Phillips was included in these firings. I have seen something similar to this before with ESPN, where ESPN will announce massive layoffs, and you're thinking it's going to include huge embarrassing failures like Bomani Jones, or they'll include an overpaid doofus like Ryan Clark or Father Jalen Rose, former lead pastor at Woke United Methodist. Then when the list of layoffs comes out, it includes nothing but old white dudes. I wanted to make sure that was not going to be the case with Deadspin. Before I got too excited, I wanted to make sure that Karen was fired too. So while waiting for my banker to finish doing what she was doing, I got on Twitter to contact Karen Phillips. Imagine my surprise when I find out that Karen blocked me on Twitter. I mean, seriously, I could not believe it. I have never spoken to Karen Phillips. I know we make fun of him from time to time here on the channel, but over the years, I've only published a couple of videos about Karen Phillips, with most of them coming in the last few months. I guess Karen saw my videos and decided, he's a meanie, he's hurting my feelings, I'm blocking him on Twitter. Thank you, Karen. I mean it, seriously. Thank you. I am seriously honored that I pissed you off enough for you to block me on social media. Deadspin, they were purchased by a European company named Lineup Holdings. According to the press release, Lineup Holdings, they're in the business of acquiring high-quality media brands. If that's the case, why in the hell are you buying Deadspin? This site is a glorified dump. It is a polished turd. Hell, Daniel's son can't apply enough polish to cover the stink on this turd. Go Media or Geo Media, that is the corporation that sold Deadspin to Lineup Holdings. Now, initially, they were not looking to sell, but they ended up selling because they claim the industry of sports journalism is highly competitive. Yeah, I happen to disagree. Sports journalism is like Deadspin. It's dead. Seriously. Who are the high-profile sports journalists today? We used to actually have real journalists. Woody Page, Tim Kalashaw, Skip Bayless, Jay Mariotti, Jackie McMullen. Who are the high-profile sports journalists of today? This is pure speculation on my part, but I think they sold Deadspin because the business of mythical racism is dead. Not to mention, they are currently being sued into bankruptcy. Poor Karen, gonna be hard to pay those lawyers with his woke welfare expiring. Also gonna be hard for Karen to get another job because the business of mythical racism is going bankrupt. If this happened 3 or 4 years ago, Caron Phillips, he could easily find a job. But this ain't 2020. This is 2024. Outside of Joy Reid, who is making money today off of racism? Look at Bomani Jones. Gets fired by HBO and ESPN. Where is the original huge embarrassing failure working today? He's right here on YouTube getting his ass kicked in views by a dumbass like me. What about Jemele Hill? Has Smelly Jemele been able to find gainful employment? Remember Tiffer the Bongo Sniffer, Tiffany Cross? Fired by MSNBC? Where's she working now? She launched that podcast a couple of months ago, and she got recognition and attention for, what, about 48 hours? Then she disappeared again. All kidding aside, I don't like to see anyone out of work. I might disagree with Caron Phillips. I might think he is an insufferable ass, but that doesn't mean I want to see him without a job. But after what he did to that kid, after he tried to destroy the life of that young man and his family, I have no sympathy for Caron Phillips. But what about you? Give me your thoughts. Deadspin bought out. New company fires every single employee, including Caron Phillips. Is this poetic justice? Did Caron Phillips get what he deserved? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. Appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.